DW Learning by Ear. Listen up. Shape your future. Hello there. Welcome to the 9th episode of this Crime Fighters series, It Takes a Village. Last time, Jane and Hope finally opened up to Mary about their miserable situation. Their mother, Carol, has died, and their abusive father, Lucas, has struck them down. Their head teacher, Principal Dennis, thought it would be best for the girls to live with at least one parent. He didn't know Lucas had been violent. Jane and Hope ran away and slept rough with their friends, the street children Leroy and Sarah, for a few days. Now they are hiding out of Mary's place, and she's promised to help them. We start this episode, entitled A Police Matter, with Mary outside Principal Dennis's office.
I hope Principal Dennis is still in his office. I have to hurry.
They're my daughters, damn it. If that arrogant teacher thinks he can keep me away from my girls, he's got another think coming. I'll show him.
Well, that man who just came out of Principal Dennis' office was very angry. I hope the principal is in a better mood. Principal Dennis, may I?
Oh, Miss Mary, it's you. Yes, please come in. Do sit down.
Thank you.
How are you, Miss Mary?
Fine. But who was that angry man who just came out of your office?
Oh, you should meet him, actually. He's the father of Jane and Hope Crystal. Mm. He came to ask me if I knew where they were. He says his daughters left for school this morning but didn't come home for lunch. He seems very concerned. And my secretary has just informed me that Jane and Hope didn't show up for class. I think I need to act now. The girls seem to have gone missing.
No, they haven't. They are with me.
Oh, that is a relief, Miss Mary. But why? Why aren't they with their father?
Well, I think you can guess from the way he left your office that he has quite a temper.
You can say that again, Miss Mary. Wait, are you suggesting he's abusive?
That's why the girls and their mother lied to everyone and pretended their father was dead. They'd run away from him because he was violent. They were trying to make a new life in our town without him. Carol was trying to protect her children.
Of course. She was very respectful of her children's rights. Oh, no. And I brought him back into their lives.
We have to go to the police and tell them about his violent behavior so we can stop him staying at the girls' house. He ought to be in jail for all the things he did to Hope, Jane and Carol.
It might be difficult to prove.
Principal Dennis, Carol left me an envelope which the girls have just given me. It contains very incriminating evidence against her husband. Death threats. He was threatening to kill her and the girls if she tried to leave him. Jane and Hope are prepared to testify against him.
This is terrible. We must go to the police immediately. And the girls are safe?
Yes, they are.
Good. Miss Lubango, I'm going to be out of the office for a while. No, I'm not sure when I'll be back. I have an emergency to deal with.
Hello, officer.
Hello.
We'd like to speak to Chief Inspector James, please.
My boss isn't here. What is it about?
Well, we'd like to speak to him about it in person.
Yes. It's about two girls from the city school.
It's about school girls?
Actually, it's about domestic violence.
What? So a couple of girls who are disciplined by their parents, and now they want us to discipline the parents, right? We've had a few cases like that. It's ridiculous the way children think they can blackmail their parents with false accusations.
Officer, you'd better hold your tongue right now. How dare you speak like that about children in need? Don't you know they have the right to be protected? And you are supposed to be the one protecting them.
We'll wait to speak with your boss. It is clear you have neither the knowledge nor the sensitivity to do your duty.
But I was just...
Oh, hello, Principal Dennis.
To what do I owe the pleasure?
Hello, Chief Inspector James.
And Miss Mary, how are you?
I was just fine until I started talking to your colleague here.
What happened, Officer George?
He
was just saying that violence against children is not an issue for him. Trying to tell us that children shouldn't speak out when they are being abused because their parents are merely disciplining them.
Again? Officer George? How many times have I told you that your personal opinions have no place in this police station?
Let's not exaggerate. I didn't mean to...
Chief Inspector, we came here to discuss an urgent issue. Is there a room where we can talk privately?
Of course, Principal Dennis. I'll deal with you later, Officer George.
Yes, sir.
Please, take a seat. So what can I do for you?
We've come to report a violation of children's rights involving domestic violence.
It is a very serious case concerning two of my students, Jane and Hope Crystal.
I see. What's happened to them?
We have proof that the girl's father was violent and abusive towards them. He also threatened to kill both them and their mother, who has since unfortunately passed away. Here are a series of notes written by Lucas Crystal to my late friend Carol Crystal, in which he threatens both her and her daughters.
Let me see these notes.
Now, this perpetrator has come to our town and moved into the young lady's house. He immediately started being abusive towards them again. So they ran away and are now staying with Miss Mary.
This man is a criminal. These notes are absolutely shocking. After all the years I've been doing this job, I still wonder how it's possible that a father can be such a menace to his own daughters.
Many people assume that parents sort of own their children and can treat them however they like. But the parents' main concern should always be what's best for the child.
Well, it seems we need to teach Mr. Crystal a lesson on children's rights and defend those of his daughters. That's what the police are here for. I'm going to send two officers to Mr. Crystal's house.
It's not his house.
Ah, yes. Thank you for the correction, Miss Mary. I'm going to send two officers to the house where Mr. Crystal is staying.
He's not staying there. He's occupying that house.
Miss Mary, please.
Don't worry. We'll bring him in for interrogation.
Thank you.
Jane and Hope are exactly like their mother. Do they think they can manage alone? Look what happened to Carol. They'll be back, and I'll be here to welcome them. Sooner than I thought. I knew you'd come crawling back.
Oh, Mr. Lucas Crystal?
You don't look like my daughters.
Mr. Lucas Crystal?
Who wants to know?
I'm Officer Bungo.
And I'm Officer Roba. We are here to take you in for questioning. You've been accused of harmful and abusive conduct against two minors, Jane and Hope Crystal.
What? But I'm their father.
Come with us, please, sir. We are taking you to the police station.
No, mistaken identity.
Come on.
No.
Today's episode ends with Lucas being taken in for questioning by the police. Will he actually be punished for abusing his wife and children? And what will Mary do now? Join us again next time to find out how the story continues for Jane and Hope. If you'd like to listen to this episode again, just go to our webpage dw.com/crimefighters. You can also find us on Facebook at DW Africa. Goodbye.